The thing is, visually, what is it doing? And then you can go into something else.
Yes, stand by a second. My battery in my radio, my portable, just died. Let me put it on the external charger. This microphone, I can't use to push to talk. I need two hands and I have to drive. I'll be right back. HKMD.
W1BKR, just wanted to see if I was getting through.
Yes, you are.
And I know I was listening the other day, so I know you have pretty good clear communications with your daughter, which is what you were looking to do.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy about that, and she was able to do it with a rubber duck from her patio, so that pleased me. I think this new new antenna is actually working a little bit better for me. Okay, good. Just wanted to make sure. 73W1VKR.
Okay, I think it's Bill, but don't forget to wait for a tone on this repeater. Otherwise, you would time it out. You know, I'm not sure. This antenna is a little shorter, a little less dB, so I'm a little surprised that you actually were getting better reception, except that the other antenna was a problem. So maybe the comparison isn't fair. Anyway, I'm glad you had that contact, that communication that you were looking for. K2KMB.
Yeah, I am too, and I think probably the other antenna was just bad. Too bad that we don't have one just as good, and I told Eric, I sent him a note saying that I'd be willing to help pay for even a better antenna if that's the case. If the power goes out, Eric says that the building stays on, but I assume that with natural gas, they must have their own natural gas generators going.
Yeah, I'm not sure what their source of energy is, excuse me, but they're totally generator backed up, as are all the sites, the three sites four sites at which we have equipment. They're all generator backed up, so that's not a problem. And what happened in this particular case is that when the antenna went down, we thought it would be a pretty quick fix, but for reasons, it just wasn't. But we did come up with an alternative, and it would have been interesting to know if you were also hitting that alternative, which would have been probably from about the 26th on, 27th on, until we actually made the correction up on the roof.
Yeah, very well. Well, I'm happy to help in any way I can. So, again, I really appreciate you guys very, very much. It's a great organization, and I appreciate your hard work. So I'll say goodbye and wish you guys a good day. 73W1CKR.
Yes, have a great day yourself, K2KNB. Andy, you back?
Yes, I'm on backup power. Plug my HT into the cigarette lighter because I got the charger and the key in the car. For those emergencies, like just what happened. But I'm not far from the repeater. And of course, I'm getting in. I ordered another microphone for the radio in the car. By the way, I'll talk to Eric about what I heard last night. I was listening on the TechNet. And, look, we got plenty of time. I want to sit down with Roy and you, and we'll discuss a good way of presenting this in the future. So, PowerPoint, no PowerPoint, whatever we do, because there's a lot of things we could talk about. It's a very broad spectrum. I'm going to have to concentrate on one thing only, because we're only going to have, even if it's 1 hour, even if it's 2 hours, we're only going to have certain allocated time. So, but people have to get the exposure, see what it's all about. All right, back to you. And we got plenty of time. But when is the meeting, the HRU meeting, the follow-up meeting coming up? You said it's coming up soon? The committee meeting?
Yes, that'll be the end of this month. But that's a follow-up to this 2019 HRU. And then the next planning will begin probably in July or August. for HRU 2020. But what I'm saying to you, Andy, is the first thing is you show the visualization. Is an oscilloscope is what happens if I speak loud or if I speak soft or things like that. And then you take that and say, well, now I'm a radio operator. Supposing I could pick up an oscilloscope inexpensively, what would I be looking for and what will it do for me?
Yeah, no, I understand that. Not a problem in explaining that and what it's used for and how it could be used. And again, it'll concentrate then on an oscilloscope and only an oscilloscope, nothing else. Because again, you know, because time. By the way, here's an idea. It was actually mentioned on the air. What's the possibility of having two HRUs, one in the winter, one in the summer, when more people are out on the road, because the summertime is nice? Can that be done?
Anything can be done, but then you have kind of an oversaturation of it. That would be number one. It would be like trying to have two Daytons. You're not going to get the attendance. You know, I don't know. But, no, it's a lot of work, Andy. And you got to find 28 or 30 people as moderators with topics that will be of interest. And doing that twice a year, not likely. But, again, it's the kind of a thing that, let's say, if one of our meetings was test equipment, we'd certainly invite other clubs to come down. But it's a lot of work. I don't think people realize how much time and effort goes into it. And you know, at the last minute, two people, for one reason or another, couldn't do their forums. So you got to fill in on that also. KGK and me.
WHCDO, very good. Well, I hear what you're saying, but you were quick to say you're not going to get the people. I know it's a lot of work, and you made it sound like it's not, it can't happen. But I would do like any. What is this guy doing? Hold on a second. He just stopped. Sorry, at this. Can't get out of my lane because he won't let me. I would look into it and take a survey. Do an exploratory survey or look and see. You know, just put the feelers out and see what people want. Maybe you'd be surprised. It's just a suggestion or an idea. Not that it's going to happen. And go from there. You know, maybe it'll be a good thing. All right, we'll talk about it. Everything else, but anyway, so your ideas are good, and we'll move forward.
Yeah, you're not going to see two of them, man. 5 months of preparation for each one. So, what do you think? You're going to have people spending 10 months a year? Nah, it's not going to happen. And there's no reason for it. So, once a year event, held when it's held, because that's when the space becomes available to us, because the colleges are empty during that period of time, and you can tell that the attendance is good. But in your case, I think it's something that's missing. There's no basics anymore. You know, you have I'm thinking even about the exams, even the technician class exam is putting stuff on there that you don't use on an everyday basis, and it's ignoring things that you might use on an everyday basis, and there's a big disconnect there. You know, you walk out of an exam, you have a license, but three-quarters of the stuff that was, well, maybe not three-quarters, but maybe half the stuff that was on the exam, you're just not going to use. So, this is a fill-in. You know, I think it's great to show people, you know, the equipment. So, I think that's a home run there. Anyway, let me sign, Andy. I got to run out to my daughter's house. We'll catch you later. The WHCDL, KGKNB.
All right, very good. Yeah, and, you know, I'm not only looking out for what I do, but what about all the other courses as well? Like what do you do on coax cables and the one on loop antennas and the one on digital modes and on it goes. There's a lot of stuff. So, the thing that I noticed the most is you don't have too many young kids showing up. you know, like teenagers, and I guess because the hobby has changed over the years, and of course we're all getting older. So you see more of the aged, more of the gray-haired people showing up now. Well, over time anyway, including myself, of course. But it's okay. All right, let me let you go, and I'm almost at my stop. Anyway, I'll talk to you. WHCDM.
Hey,
Julio,
Andy, please.
Who is that?
Hey, Richie, I'm Julio. You said you were going to come here yesterday. You never came and never called.
I don't have your number, I don't think. I don't think it worked when I tried it. And I got tied up with something else yesterday, so I couldn't make it. That's why I called you. I tried to call you anyway.
All right, no problem. Can you take the number now? Or maybe you could send me your number. I'll have it and call you. Or at least put it on the phone. It's a new phone.
Yeah, I'll have to get your number somehow. I'm driving right now. I can't do anything while I'm driving, but I'll get back to you. Yeah, I just want to come over and pick up the amplifier. I'm not going to do anything with it over there. There's too much to do, and it'd be easier if I do it at my place.
Yes, I agree. You know, I turned it on yesterday. Before I had plate voltage. Now I don't even have plate voltage. I don't know why. I hit the reset button. Still no plate voltage.
All right. By the way, now like I have Richie sign out. Whatever it is, we'll see what's going on. Not a big deal. All right. Sorry, I couldn't make it yesterday. I guess something came up and I had to take care of some stuff. So I'll talk to you this week. I'll put it in it's on my schedule anyway.
Okay, Andy. Look, I'm not angry. You, I'm a little upset when I didn't get a phone call. But now I understand why. If you get a chance, call me. I'll give you my number and I'll have your number in the contact list.
Alright, you are capable of going on the air, right? Your antenna is good and everything else is good, is that right?
Yes. That's correct.
All right, so it's not stopping you from going on the air. That's the point. Unless you disconnected something and you can't get it back. But all right, very good. I'll talk to you. I'll get your number. WHCDL.
Okay, Andy. You gotta give me your number when you get a chance, and I'll put it in the phone. And give you a call, you'll have my number.
Yes, exactly.
All right. I don't mean to tie you up. Go do what you gotta do. Do me that favor. I'm gonna have a little thing for you. You probably have an idea what I'm talking about next month. I want nothing for nothing.
I'll talk to you about that. Okay, let me go. I'm almost at my stop here. I'm just in traffic.
Well, do what you gotta do, Andy. WHUCDO M2EO.
Okay, see you later. And Richie, if you're there, 73TO, WHUCDO to Rich, KTKV, WHUCDO. See you later.
Hi, Andy, very good. And Richie, your audio sounds terrible. And also, I think you locked up the repeater yesterday for a while, so you got to be careful about that.
I've realized that, Richie, I'm very, very sorry. I do watch it. I don't know how it happened yesterday.
Yeah, I wonder, well, you know, because you might have hit a locking switch on the mic, whatever it is. I'm just wondering at some point, because you sound terrible now, I'm assuming it's the mic. But maybe a mic that doesn't allow, you know, like the slide, when you press it down, you can slide it and lock it. Maybe a non-locking mic might actually be the answer.
That could be, yes. How old was our locked up. Do you remember?
No, probably, I'm trying to think, probably about a half hour or so, maybe a little more, because I got a phone call after it was locked up for a little while, and then I came up here to make sure that I was able to shut you out, which I was able to do in terms of the repeater, but you were still transmitting, just that your signal wasn't getting into the repeater. I would say probably a half hour.
All right, that's terrible. I know when I figured it out, I unkeyed, and the repeater was shut down.
Not necessarily. You could have been in the timeout. Excuse me, when you key down, it will time out after a while, and then it'll time out for a period of time and then come back on. So you might have been in that period of time. But you just have to be careful. But I was going to say something else. I forgot what else I was going to say. But again, just be careful. But as I say, because you sound... Well, the other thing is, yeah, I mean, your transmitter was in transmit mode for half an hour. Maybe if there's a timeout timer on it, set that for, you know, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever it is, so that it would go off automatically. That would probably be helpful, too. Anyway, I got a sign. I'll catch you later. K2KNB.
Okay, Richie. Well, once I unkeyed, I wanted to see if the repeater was back on. It was all for a while, like a half hour.
Yeah, stand by one, Richie. Yeah, Steve, I did catch you in there.
Hi, WB2CSC. Just wanted to make sure this mic was working. Thank you.
Yeah, the mic is working. A little bit of an echo behind you. Anyway, I do have to sign. I'll catch you guys later. K2KNB.
Hi. Hi, Rich. Bye, Rich. WB2CSC.
I just want to say, Rich, you and everybody else are extremely understanding. Maybe I don't deserve it, but you really are.
Hey, Richie, something like that happens. It happens to all of us, and so it's nothing to get crazy about. All I'm saying is just, you know, be careful, which I know you'll try. But in your particular case, if you could get a mic that doesn't lock at all, that would probably be a good positive. Then you know that. Between that and a timeout time, you'd be fine. Anyway, let me run. I'll catch you later. K2KNB.
Okay, Richie. Thank you, thank you. You take off. You take care. And Steve, are you coming? Are you staying?
No, actually, I'm just trying to check this mic out, Rich. It's intermittent, apparently. They say it sticks itself. I figured I'd sit here and talk for a few minutes.
All right, well, not bad. Sounds okay to me. You know, it's freezing in here. We ran out of oil. No heat, no hot water. I called the company. They're coming today to fill us up and restart everything. The worker here told me there was half a tank yesterday. Don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, I might have missed actually part of that. Give me one second. I'm looking for a keyboard, and I don't know where I put it. Hang on. Yeah, Richie, you still here?
Oh, sorry, Bob.
Yeah, can you back away from that mic a little bit? I don't know how close you're speaking to it, but I got a feeling it's a little loud.
Yeah, I backed away a little bit. It's a gain control. I think I have to bring it down a little more.
Yeah, it does sound a bit loud.
And I'm not going to do it now. You know, yesterday I asked one of the aides, the attendants, to go look at the oil tank. He said it was about half. But now, today, we ran out of oil. No heat, no hot water. These people are mental midgets.
Yeah, I have to find the right microphone here. Yeah, that's not too good. Reggie said the mic audio on this was a little too loud. Let me just drop it down a little bit and see if that solves anything.
Sounds okay to me, Steve. I backed away from the mic. How does this sound?
It sounds better, but it's still a little bit loud. Yeah, he says there's an echo here. I'm wondering if I can do this while I'm talking. See if it changes anything. Yeah, there we go. How's that?
Say again and I'll see.
Yeah. Trying to see if there's still any echo in the background.
Why didn't he hear echo before? Don't go by me, Steve, because more and more my hearing, I think it's going down. And it started to go down 2 years ago. It's getting worse and worse.
Sounds good, Steve. I can hear you on the input, too. KTUPN.
Yeah, there's a reason for that, Rich. How does this sound this way? I make one more change. I don't know if there's any echoing in the background.
82FIU.
Still sounds good.
Okay. Let's see what happens. Yeah, I'm just trying to talk a little bit because I was told this mic button is sticking, and apparently it's not.
Steve, it's George, KD2FIU. Can you copy?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, I hear background, an ambience of background. It's not really detrimental to your transmission, but it is there.
Let's see. Let me see if I can get rid of it if you don't.
Okay, right there, there was a squeal sound and your audio dropped out.
Yeah, it's probably because I stopped talking. Give me 1 second and find the adjustment here. Okay, I'm going to make a drastic change here. I want to see if it drops the audio. It should have just then.
Well, I heard, if I'm not hearing noises, but I heard people talking in the background along with you.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm trying to avoid. How's this sound now? I dropped the input gain by about 10 dB.
I try that again because at that point I did not hear the background.
Okay. And is my audio sufficient? WB2ZSC. Hello.
The signature of the repeater came on with you. Try the transmission again, Steve.
You know what they say about timing. Timing is everything. Yeah, how's this sound? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm about 5 or 6 inches away from the mic right now. And there's other stuff going on in the background. I don't know if you can hear it.
Yeah, the audio is good. It's a full quiet. And the background is lower. It's lower, and if you play with it more, you might improve it more, but right now, you're really good.
Okay, I'm going to back off a couple more inches. I don't know if it dropped me too much.
I don't know whether the background noise itself on its own went higher, but it came back in over there. Your audio was fine coming in, but the background was with the last transmission.
Okay, let me drop it down a tiny bit more. Okay, how's that? First of all, how do you hear me?
Right, you're getting lower, and I didn't hear the background at that time. I'll stand by, hand it over to the other guys. This is KD2FIU. You were good, coming in good there, and I didn't hear the background that time. KD2FIU, standing by.
KTUPS, Steve, that last transmission you made, you and George sounded almost identical to me. Before, you were a little bit hotter, but now you seem about the same as George at my end.
Okay, this time I'm trying one more thing. Perhaps I came up, but what I'm worried about is I'm trying to reduce the background noise.
Is, I'm having trouble hearing it, but then I'm in a mobile. So George is home. He's got a much more quiet environment around him, but I'm not hearing it where I am. Certainly not objectionable. Every now and then I can tell, like, maybe that's somebody talking, but I can't tell what they're saying. But there is something back there.
Okay. Hey, George, how's this sound now? Is the audio sufficiently loud enough? I'm about a foot away from the mic. And are you picking up anything in the background of significance?
KD2FIU, your audio was sufficiently loud enough, yes. And was the audio in the background was loud that time? I don't know the source of the audio, but it had some room effect to it, some echoing type room effect to it. I don't know whether it was a speaker or somebody talking loud. The background was present, but your audio was sufficiently loud.
Okay, hang on, I'm going back to the previous setting. Okay, this is the way it was when he said you and I were almost identical.
Your audio is good. Your audio is coming in nice, clear. It's not overpowering. It's not even on, I wouldn't even give it on the ultra high side. It is a tiny, it's strong. It's good. It's strong, sufficient. It's the background. I don't know whether it is a very loud background. Can you tell me how loud the background is to you present in the room so that I'm not giving you false reports?
Yeah, somebody speaking at a normal level across the room is what I'm worried about right now.
Yeah, okay. Then I would say it is something to see if you can work on. And if you can't, you can't. If that's the case of the source, it probably could be eliminated.
KD2IKX with a comment.
Hi, John.
Hey, Steve. You're probably working with a dynamic microphone. If you were able to change that over to a condenser microphone, that would eliminate a lot of the background noise that you're picking up.
Yeah, it's an electric condenser. Let me just see this one more setting, which I just did while we were talking. I don't know if it reduced it should have reduced everything, hopefully.
Well, I'm going to let you go back to George, because George has been listening to it. Your best bet is just to key up the microphone without talking and see if we can drop down the background noise that way.
Okay. Let's try this. I just turned on a feature in here that says noisy environment compensation. And I don't know if you hear the guys talking in the background right now.
Expedition is definitely loud. They're loud.
The background is nice and loud. Or I should say, not so nice and loud. It's loud.
Okay, I turned that function off then. Okay, I'm going to leave it this way for the time being, but apparently this mic's button is not sticking because I've been talking to you guys for a while. Strange.
Those are the celestial effects that come along with operating radio.
Yeah, I'm going to sneak out of here for a while. I'll catch you guys in a bit. I just want to clean a few things up here. And go get a cup of coffee.
Okay, very good, Steve. From when I started working this check here with you, your audio is nice and balanced. The background is a bit lower, but it's not gone. So WB2CSC, KD2FIU, and I'm due for another cup also.
Okay, catch you guys in a few.
73, KTUPS.
Okay, WB2ZFC, bye.
Hey, KX, W4NYF.
Hey, JR.
Well, I'm used to hearing the Motorola ID chirp. Is that what he had on there? Was the ID chirp
digital?
It's a possibility. I know Steve does a lot of commercial communications, so in order for him to test the radios, he can't broadcast on the frequencies that the commercial radios are set up for. So what he'll do is he'll switch it over to the ham band and ask us to listen to what he hears, and then switch it back over to the commercial band. So on that commercial band, they may have what we used to call, or we still call, back on 11 meters, the Roger beep.
All right. Well, the only thing that threw me was the chart pattern echo that was still there. So I think it sounded like there was some kind of a chart being generated where he is out loud, so maybe to know he was keying up the radio. That would have been helpful when I was on the road train, so I would have with the buttons and the speaker mics. I think we were leaning on our door posts or something, our entire conversation was going on over here. Okie dokie. Yeah, if you get, whatchamacallit, an FCC demonstrator license, I had that. Talk on any frequency you wanted except cell phone. All right, I'm W4 in my I got to go with that. Take it easy.
All right, JR. Very good. KD2IKX clear.
For the warning, KC1SAM.
Oh, how you doing? You sound good. Yeah, what happened? My microphone got crushed in the car. I'm using my handheld. I gotta get, hold on 1 second. I just gotta make a left-hand turn here, and the car won't let me in. All right, I'm back. Saturday, HRU. When I moved my, I got a power seat, and the microphone fell behind the seat and somehow got caught in the track that the seat moved. And when I moved the seat back, it crushed the microphone, and I didn't know it. When I reached down, I didn't see the mic. I reached down and I said, oh, it's down alongside the seat. And when I pulled it up, it was, all the plastic is broken and the coil cord is smashed. So I ordered another microphone. So that's going to come in. So I'm using my handheld.
Well, that's the best sounding handheld I've heard, actually. It's very good. Usually the audio is always off on those, but that one sounds very normal. Yeah, I'm good. I'm great. No problem. I got to go out in a few minutes, but maybe an hour. And no problems up here. I guess those things have a lot of power when they start moving. And a loud crunch. There it goes. You get another one. Probably come in pretty quick. I don't know where you get them, but probably come in pretty fast.
Yeah, I found one on eBay. The exact same mic. So I bought it. It should come in pretty quick. Yeah, no, those power seats, you can't stop them. You know, you're sitting in the seat while the seat's moving and on the track. And the way I have this set up, because the radio, it's remote control. So I got the control head in the front and I got the rest of the radio in the back. And then I got the microphone going to the back because that's where it plugs into the radio. So well, the microphone is up front. But I always keep it alongside the seat. Anyway, so it fell down. I didn't know it. Not a big deal. Anyway, I'm I'm now heading to my next stop. I got a couple of errands to do. I think I'm going to work tomorrow. I think I'm going to be in New Jersey. I got to just check to see. And that'll be it, I think, for the week. I think. I got to see.
KC1SAM. Yeah, that's good. Keep you on your toes. Give you a nice train ride. Place to take a nap, maybe. Actually, I don't know how many changes you got to make, so probably don't have time for a lot of naps. So, yeah. You're probably all rested up from your long day on, what was it, Saturday or Sunday? Saturday. Yeah, I guess that went pretty good. I hear little bits and pieces. If it was, wasn't a 3-hour ride, I probably would have gone down. I think it was raining, too. I don't feel like that. I got burnt out from driving in the rain going up to New Hampshire. I'm not recovered from that one yet. But I'll go to one. I'll make it down there one of these days. So, see, I got to make a couple of days out of it. I go the day before, a lot of places, stay over. Whatever I do, you know, I'll do some visiting while I'm down there, and then I do that. And then come back the following. Wait a day and come back the following one. But I'll make a trip out of it when I get down.
Yeah, if you're going to come down, yeah, do make a trip out of it. So they're just going down and coming back. Yeah, the weather was not that great. Although it wasn't really raining that much for most of the day. Then it got harder. The rain started in the late afternoon. So it was a little bit of a pain to get the equipment from the parking lot into the place, but it wasn't too bad. At least it didn't snow. We've had pretty bad weather. We've had a lot of snow and cold and ice and everything else in the past, but at least this time temperatures are in the 40s, so it was good. And today is a cold day, but tomorrow's supposed to be back close to 50. They say it's going to be a mild winter. Hopefully, you know, we get through January and February. By March, it'll start easing up a bit, so it shouldn't be, hopefully it won't be too bad. And of course, I got the Orlando trip coming up next month, so I'm looking forward to getting down there and getting into the real warm weather.
That'll just spoil it when you gotta come back, but you got a few days out of it, why not? Yeah, it was 18 degrees here this morning. I didn't know it was going to get that cold. Whatever, you know, I could eat, I ain't worried about it. And tomorrow, I'm going to do my errands today. Once I start at 11, I'll be out all day. Tomorrow, we're supposed to get, according to what they said, snow, freezing rain, ice, all kinds of fun stuff. I don't have to go anywhere. I just sit a nice warm house looking out the window at it. Dogs will go play. So not a big deal if you don't have to go anywhere.
Yeah, as long as you have nothing on your schedule, that's good. All right, yeah, and I got to see about work, what I'm going to be doing. Now that it's the new year, I'm settling into the new year. I got to see what's going to happen because I got my workbenches are in, everything's turned on, electricity's done. Outlet strips are done. It came out really good. I planned it out really nice. I just have one more light I want to put up in a different area. I want to see if I can do that today. And then I got work I got to start doing. I got a bunch of repair things to do, repair work. But I also want to check out some other things, other opportunities that I have, because I want to keep busy. So, and, before I know it'll be spring, then I got to start cleaning up the backyard, and I want to get some of my antennas up, which I keep talking about. And of course, DFS will be in May, so I'm looking forward to that. Limark, by the way, Limark's flea market is in February also. It should be the end of February. So I'll have that one to go to also when I get back from, from Florida. So we'll have two flea markets that month.
KC1SAM. Yeah, I don't think I'll make that one. There's one in June. I'll definitely make the one in June. I'll come down here, spend a couple of days, spend a visit on the island and stuff. So I'll do that one. I don't think I'll make February. That's like iffy. You know, if you're in the area, that's one thing, but you don't know what the weather's going to be. A little snow if you're a few miles away, but if I'm up here, that's going to be a long drive, so I won't come down. I won't plan on that one. Yeah, I don't know about mild winter. I really didn't hear much. You know, whatever it is, it is. Yeah, the only thing I would do on Tuesday, thinking about it now, is just usually my dinner out at a nice restaurant in Chester. It's an old mill, converted old mill. You know, they use the old tool boards and stuff to make the bar and some tables and stuff. Really cool place. Covered bridge. You walk across the covered bridge in the parking lot past the waterfall. One of my favorite places. I've been going there forever. And a friend of mine works there on Tuesday night, so I'll look at that. We'll see what the weather is for that. I'm not really too worried about it. My pickup's got 4 slitted snow tires, so. So we'll see. It might not even be open. Sometimes they close down if it's really bad.
Okay, very good. Yeah, it sounds like a nice scenic view there with the restaurant and everything. Good. All right, I'm going to put the mic down. Or the handheld down. I'm holding my hand while I'm driving, and I shouldn't be doing this. I don't like doing holding a handheld. So, in fact, stand by just 1 second. I'm going to just make a change. All right, let's see. That should be a little bit better. I lowered the power from the radio. So, I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, have a good day. Just sort of jump in and say hi. Let you pay attention to what you're doing there. Casey, when I see him, I'll be clear. Talk to you tonight, maybe.
Yeah, I should be on from the house later on, you know, this evening. Okay, 73. Have a good day, too. WHCDO.
You're listening. This is N2ITD, is that your flight?
I heard an N2 station, this is KD2KNH Mobile.
Tonight at 8:30, welcome to the W2VL repeater.
KA2IYI on frequency.
net tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL Amateur Radio Repeater System.
IYI Mobile, on frequency.
Good afternoon, Ted. And I'm a little remiss there with that, but I do have a company that I think we're going to look to get the jacket from. It's slightly different, but at least it's local.
Rich, how were your holidays?
They were good. We had the opportunity to have the grandkids out for a couple of days, both of them, and that is the first time that we had that, and it was delightful, you know, tiring on us, but certainly a lot of fun. How are you doing? How's your wife doing?
As you can imagine, New Year's was kind of tough for her. She always spent it with her mother, so New Year's Eve was kind of tough, but outside that, she's holding up pretty good.
Yeah, I have a few friends for whom this holiday season was the first one without a particular family member, and it is definitely very tough, so I do understand, but of course we wish her the best. What about yourself? What are you doing to keep yourself busy?
Well, my mother-in-law used to live upstairs from us, and what we plan on doing is cleaning out the rooms upstairs and move upstairs, because right now we're living downstairs and the bedroom's kind of small, so we're trying to get all that squared away, and as you can imagine, packing up my mother-in-law's clothes and stuff like that is another thing that she wasn't too thrilled about. But that's us pretty much done. And next we've got to get some people in to clean out the excess furniture and stuff like that. And then we'll take it from there.
Yeah, that's always the hardest part. It's like if you take the clothing and get rid of it, that's kind of like cutting the umbilical cord. That's the end of it. Then the person is really gone. You know, I've gone through that a couple of times, and yeah, it's difficult. Difficult. But on the other hand, if you're giving the clothes to people who need it, then you know that it kind of lives on that way.
K2YYI for identification. Yeah, Rich, we gave it to Big Brothers Big Sisters, and they've been very happy with us, because between the clothing and some of the houseware she had upstairs, because it's actually a two-family house, or mother-daughter house, so she had her own kitchen upstairs, so we cleaned that out, too. And they were very happy. I keep getting calls from every week. I wonder if they have any more stuff to get to them.
That is the one problem with so many of these charities. Now, I also happen to give to them, I can't even tell you why, I started giving them, and they're the most consistent. They show up when they're going to show up and whatever. They were happy with me the last time. I gave them two working upright vacuum cleaners and 9 pieces of quality hi-fi equipment, stereo equipment. I just didn't feel like trying to sell it on eBay. So I'm sure they're happy with us. But that's what happens. You give to them, and then they spend a ridiculous percentage of your money sending you more letters to give them more money. It's like, maybe it's the perpetual machine. That's what it is. You give to charity, and forever and ever and ever, they'll be asking you for more.
That's definitely true, because I still get letters from charities addressed to my mother and father. Now, they've both been gone for about 6 years, and I've notified them that they've been gone for 6 years, but I still get mail with my father's name on it and my mother's name on it. So we kid each other and say, oh, we'll take it over to St. Charles and leave it on the tombstone. Maybe they'll read it.
Yeah, I did ask someone once about that, and the thing is that the mailing lists come from so many different places that I think sometimes they just find it easier to keep mailing it out rather than searching it out and whatever. And it is kind of crazy, but one of them in particular, I mean, always felt good about giving to wounded warriors, but now I notice you give to them and every other, well, it seemed like every other week, but and it could be another request for money. I don't know. It's somehow they have to have a list and say, hey, this guy gave this year. You're going to annoy the heck out of him if you continue to ask him for money, but yet they don't do it. And I look at it, I say, you know, if I sent you $100 and you spent $10 or $15 of that asking me for more money, that annoys me.
Yeah, I definitely agree. That's why every once in a while, like, I keep getting... My mother was a very, very, very dedicated contributor to St. Jude's Children's Hospital. But they've been pretty good because I've notified them that my mother had passed away. And we've even got them as, and I also sent a copy of our, Kathy and I's will, that we've got them named in the will to get some proceeds after we're both gone. And they sent me a letter back, one letter back, that said thank you very much and we won't be bothering you as often as we have in the past. And they haven't. All right, I've been getting letters maybe once every 6 months. You didn't get them around the holidays. That's usually when they St. Jude sends stuff out.
Yeah, I'm not sure about notifying someone that they're in my will. You know, then where is their interest? Is it in you being healthy or are you passing away? I'm never sure about that one. I gave St. Jude's one of my cousins for a birthday said instead of sending me anything or whatever, just give to St. Jude. So I did that in her name. But for some of them, the other thing that I do, Ted, is I ask them what percentage, and they have to give you the answer. You know, what percentage of my contribution goes to the charity. And if there's any question, you can go to charities.com. You can go to the federal website for not-for-profits and get an idea. But I thought charities say, well, we give 20% of the money. The rest of it is overhead. No, that's not really good enough for me. I have to get to a charity that's at least in the 80% market area.
I definitely agree. I think my mother did look up St. Jude's because the Red Cross, believe it or not, a lot of it goes into overhead. And St. Jude's does between 85 and 88% of the contributions go directly to the people who need it.
Yeah, this is Casey Canby. And I used to have a thing with the Red Cross going back, I think it might have been after 9/11 when so much came out about monies maybe not being direct, or maybe it was after one of the hurricane disasters or something. I know that there was a lot of criticism of them. But on the other hand, when we go to the Red Cross building and you see, number one, that they have a building, number two, that they have a ton of emergency supplies available, and number three, that there's probably four or five vehicles, there has to be money going to overhead. Otherwise, they don't survive. So, I mean, I do understand it from that point. I was a little less critical of them for that reason.
Yes, I guess I understood that one once I started going to the Aries readings and seeing the vehicles and the buildings and whatever else they do. They do a lot of good work. It's just something that I think maybe years ago, which spiked my mother's interest, there was a definite span between what the monies were given and what they went for.
Yeah, and I do think it might not have been 9/11. It might have been a hurricane before that. And in trying to account for the money that was going to disaster relief, it came up that the CEO of the Red Cross was earning a lot of money, and other money was going to the overhead. But as they say, they have a unique situation when it comes to a charity, because people from New York will be called out to go down to you know, for example, South Carolina, North Carolina after a hurricane. And that's part of the overhead. They can't be expected to lay the money out of their pocket. Usually they take down one of the DRB vehicles, gasoline, you know, whatever it is. So it's kind of unique in order for them to respond to whatever their charter says they have to respond to. A certain amount of the money really does have to go to overhead.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And I think what happens with them is they get lumped in with every other charity that doesn't use all the money to do what they're supposed to do. And there are a lot of them out there that a lot of money gets chewed up in overhead that nobody really understands why.
KQKNB. Well, the why sometimes is that they have a fancy headquarters in a building in Washington, D.C. or New York City that's costing them, I don't know, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year, $100,000, $200,000 a year, because they need to have the image of where they are. And then on top of that, you have insurance and anything else that goes along with it, vehicles. And so, you know, they would argue that that's what gives them the position to be able to raise the money that they're raising. But on the other hand, you'd like to see them in a little storefront, you know, at a couple hundred dollars a month, $1,000 a month, but you'll never see that.
I know the one thing that bothers me is when you hear about their CEOs or presidents or managers, whatever, that they're getting nice stipends to run the thing. And if it's a charity organization, I'm not saying they do it for nothing, but I think they can do it for less money.
That's another tough call, and I don't really know what the appropriate response is to something like that. You want the best people in the position, and along with the actual person that you're hiring is his ability to work at a corporate level to bring additional funds into that. So, you know, when you go to a large dinner, for example, for the organization, in theory, so much of the sponsors that are there who are giving megabucks to that organization are doing so because of an association, usually with the officers, the president, the CEO, things like that. So, yeah, it seems crazy. But what would happen if you had somebody who wasn't as highly qualified and so intermingled with the people that donate? You know, you might save on the salary, but you'll lose in the total contribution.
KA2YYI Mobile. Yeah, I understand it, Rich. It's just that, you know, every once in a while, you know, you start thinking about it. You donate $100 and you wonder how much of that is going to somebody's gas for their limousine or whatever the case may be. And I agree with you. You got to have high power people in order to run these organizations, in order to get the big bucks to come flowing in. It's just the guy who can only contribute $5, $10, $15, $20, $25, it just seems like he's given as much as he can, and he wonders if everybody else is doing the same.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm saying, and the thing is that it's that $5 and $10 that helps to support the management, which then allows them to go out and earn more money. But look, it's a really tough call, even at the corporate level, the Goldman Sachs and companies like that, where the executives are earning $20, $30, and $40 million. But how much are they making for the company because of who they are and their abilities? On the other hand, one of the bad success stories was Lehman Brothers was his name. He was supposed to be one of the more conservative type CEOs and good investments and things, and he got hung up in the whole mortgage like everybody else, and the company ends up going bankrupt.
Yeah, 2008 was a wonderful year, boy.